This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Thursday in a virtual address to the IMF and the World Bank conference outlined far bigger costs and financing needs. He told participants in the conference in interpreted remarks that Ukraine needs $7 billion per month to make up for economic losses caused by Russia's invasion of his country. He also said later Ukraine will need hundreds of billions of dollars to rebuild. Zelensky said the global community needs to exclude Russia immediately from international financial institutions, including the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund. He said all countries, in his words, must immediately be prepared to break up all relations with Russia. Earlier during the conference, World Bank President David Malpass said that physical damage to Ukraine's buildings and infrastructure from the Russian invasion has reached roughly $60 billion and will continue to rise as the war continues. U.S. President Joe Biden is announcing more military aid for Ukraine and is warning Congress he'll need additional money to help fight off the Russian invasion. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
It's another $800 million, which the president says will help as Russia focuses its troops in eastern Ukraine.
This package includes heavy artillery weapons, dozens of howitzers, and 144,000 rounds of ammunition to go with those howitzers. It also includes more tactical drones.
It adds to the roughly $2.6 billion in military aid the president had earlier approved. And as the fight continues,
I'm almost exhausted the drawdown authority I have that Congress authorized for Ukraine.
This is VOA News.